to work after hours at the dining room table, listening very loud to Schubert or to this bagatelle, Middle European stuff often.
To listen, just search Private Passions on BBC Sounds.
It's 4 o'clock and time for Music Planet with Lopa Kattari.
And a very happy new year to all of you. To kick off 2024 here on Music Planet, it is Womax all the way today. Music from the gathering of the great and the good of the music industry. From promoters, labels, festivals and venues, national, cultural and funding institutions, to the artists themselves and, like us, broadcasters from across the globe. The Expo is a chance to reconnect, share and discover. So, for the next hour, let me entertain you with highlights from the 29th edition of Womex that took place in A Coruña in Spain in October. And opening the programme was BCUC, South Africa's Bantu Continua Uhuru Consciousness, the band that nabbed the Womex Artist Award 2023 for their all-embracing musical philosophy. So, let me set the scene for this next piece of music. It's the first night at Womex, and the opera house in A Coruña is just buzzing with excitement and energy. Local Galician duo Camaño and Amacheras are about to take to the stage for the official opening night concert. And what a way to start.
Thank you. Boa noite. We are Camaño Meixeiras from Galicia, and we're presenting our new project, Quitar o Aire, that talks about traditional Galician rituals and magic. So you will taste a bit of it.
Accordion, fiddle and voices, the duo that is Sabela Camaño and Antilla Amacheras, kicking off Womex 2023 in Spain at the Opera House with their award-winning take on traditional Galician folk music. A totally different energy now. A bit of Afro-punk rumba from Kingongolo Kiniata, master upcyclers from Kinshasa, continuing along the trail blazed by Staff Bender Balili and others. And if you're wondering if their name has a meaning, it's the sound that the street hawkers make when they bang the metal oil cans that they're trying to sell during the city's power cuts. Well, on the second night at Womex on the Pelican stage, the lights were intentionally off and the band were heard loud and clear. What a great energy. Kingongolo Kinyata, the name of the band, and that song, proving that you can make music out of anything, even discarded plastic, bits of wood and junk left on the street. They're the latest band from the Democratic Republic of Congo, making a name for themselves, recorded live in concert at Womex 2023. Now, one of the things that is wonderful about the World Music Expo is that it really does gather artists from all over the world. Still to come on Music Planet today, we've got music from Serbia, Norway, Tunisia, Belgium, Cuba, Greece, America, the UK, Finland, and, with this next group, Slovakia. Julia Kozakova is a singer from Bratislava, and she brought her band with her to A Coruña to share her music that is deeply rooted in the Roma tradition. This is a traditional Roma song called Nane Maro Nane Mas, and it starts with some masterful cimbalom playing from band member Ljubomir Gašpar. Have a listen to this.
Nane maro, nane mas, nane ame kere koter pale vas. Bosar na kafash varoro, celo dživu sime som varo boka. Bosar na kafash varoro, celo dživu sime som varo boka.
Julia Kozakova and her band from Slovakia there. What a great bit of cimbalom mastery at the beginning. We're going to stay with the Roma tradition for a little bit more now, with Bosnian accordionist Almir Meškovic and Romanian-Serbian violinist Daniel Lazar. boy, I love the accordion. It can go from Mad Max-esque virtuosity in the hands of Kimmo Poikonen to beautiful island vibes with French musician Fixie, known for his duo with Winston McAnuff. Well, here, Daniel and Almir were taking us to its Roma roots. Both highly talented musicians, they were part of the Off Womex showcases, playing on the more intimate late-night stage. Fabulous virtuosity there. Almir Meshkovic and Daniel Lazar, who formed their duo when they met during their studies at the Oslo Academy of Music in Norway about 5 years ago, playing live at Womex last year. This is Music Planet with me, Lapa Katari, here on BBC Radio 3. And this afternoon, we are celebrating the start of a new year with highlights from some of the artists who were playing at Womex, the gathering of the world music industry that took place in Spain last year. Next up is a Brussels-based group, the Aleph Quintet. This is where jazz improvisation, rhythms from the Maghreb and Sufi spirituals meet in glorious harmony. The group was the idea of violinist Marvin Boulas, who got together with his neighbour in Belgium, Tunisian oud player Akram Ben Romdan. As they explored their love of music, they gradually evolved into a five-piece group. Aleph Quintet released their debut album at Womex, and this is part of their performance recorded live on the third night of the expo. Thank you. Wow, what a brilliant group of musicians. Aleph Quintet and a piece called Brotherhood, making their debut at Womex last year. And so we head next to Cuba and Ana Carla Maza. We met her earlier on in the summer, actually, at WOMAD backstage at our session tent when she came along with her trusty cello and sang for us. At WOMEX, it was her trio, with Norman Peplow joining her on piano and Arnaud Dolmen on drums. So here she is with a lively and joyful rendition of her song A Tomar Café. Cuban piano turned up to the max.
Muchísimas gracias. Y nos vamos para Cuba a tomar café, a tomar café, a tomar café, a tomar café. ¿Qué dice? A tomar café, tuyo, a tomar café, a tomar café, a tomar café. And I would like, please, to ask you a very strong applause for Womex to honor me with the invitation. Desde Guadalupe en la batería, Arnaud Dolmen, en el piano Norman Biplow.
Y en el cello, Ana Carla Maza.
¡Merci! tomar café. Están up, arriba, a tomar café. A tomar café. Nos fuimos a tomar café. Arriba, a tomar café. A tomar café. Do you? Y no digo nada. A tomar café.
Arriba, the chatty and the very happy Ana Carnamasa entertaining the audience at Womex and bringing more than a little bit of Cuba to A Coruña last October. I'm going to turn the pace down a little now. Erini is from Greece, now based in New York. She spent 3 years on tour with Cirque du Soleil before going to study for her master's at Berklee School of Music in America. While in Boston, she met up with jazz visionary Danilo Perez and sang on his Grammy-nominated album. She was inspired to delve further into her Anatolian roots and formed her own ensemble. And it is this group she brought to Womex. I'll let Erini tell you a little bit about herself and her music.
Good evening, Womex, A Coruña. The music you will hear tonight is the music of the Greek refugees from Anatolia, today's Western Turkey. My great-grandparents were refugees from Smyrna, today's Izmir. In the 1920s, after the Greco-Turkish War, people were displaced from their homes from both Turkey and Greece, and that exchange was based on religion. Orthodox Christians needed to leave Turkey, and Muslims had to leave Greece. My grandparents boarded on boats, went to Crete, that's where they met, got married, and the story goes on. As an artist, it is part of my mission to preserve this culture and to pass it on to the new generations like my great-grandma did. And that's why I can sing these songs to you, because they were singing it from generation to generation.
Thank you. στόμα μου να ανοίξω. Και στην καλή παρέα μου καλή νυχτιά.
Sparse yet pacey, a traditional Anatolian song from Erini, performing live in A Coruña at Wemex 2023. Well, one of the artists representing the UK at Wemex this year was Scottish saxophonist and composer Matt Carmichael, whose compositions suffuse elements of jazz and Scottish folk. He played at the Teatro Colón with a very talented band, including BBC Radio 3 new generation artist Fergus McCready on piano, Charlie Steert on fiddle, Ali Watson on bass, and Tom Potter on drums, who kicks us off here with a bit of a drum solo.
Thank you.
Scotland's Matt Carmichael, saxophonist and bandleader, and a piece called Dune. I have to say, I don't think I can remember hearing the saxophone in the mix of Scottish folk before, and I love it. It really brings a whole different texture to the mix. Well, in October this year, WOMEX is going to be celebrating its 30th edition, and it's taking place here in the UK at Manchester from the 23rd to the 27th of October. A lot closer to home for many of us, and it promises to be a seriously grand jamboree. The showcase concerts are open to the public, so, I mean, I know October's a long way off, but it's well worth experiencing if you can. Put a reminder in your diaries from now on. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. I've got one more tune for you today. Next week on Music Planet, Finnish radio producer Sebastian Bergholm is taking us on a road trip to the far north, exploring the rich tradition of Sami Joikin. So what better way to end today's roundup of WOMEX highlights than in the otherworldly sound of Finland's Anna Maret. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.
Dreamscapes, niin kuin touta katsoo.
Finland's Aarne Marit, ending today's Music Planet, presented by Lotta Kotari and produced by Martin Webb. And there's more from Finland in next week's show, with a road trip to the far north of the country to explore an ancient singing tradition. Now, if the thought of northern Finland's making you feel a bit chilly, fear not. We've got some fiery Afro-Cuban-inspired jazz to warm you up here on Radio 3 very shortly.
BBC Radio 3, the home of discovery.
Will I sing it like that? Will I tune my voice here? How far can I push the limits and how high can I go?
The home of curiosity.
I don't know if anyone's ever explained classical music to you like that before.
I think music has that way of calming the soul and focusing the soul.
The home of unique performances you won't get anywhere else.
Wow, what a completely thrilling and exuberant performance.
BBC Radio 3, the home of classical music. On your radio, on your smart speaker, and on BBC Sounds.
Well, at 6:30 this evening, we're off to the Met Opera in New York for a performance of Verdi's Nabucco, a biblical story of persecution, exile and war. It was the 28-year-old composer's third opera, but the one that catapulted him to international fame. Then taking us right up to the present day after that, at 10, Tom Service will be here with the first new music show of the new year. Well, we'll rewind just a year now here on BBC Radio 3. It's time for J to Z and a second chance to hear an episode first broadcast in January 2023.
Welcome, I'm Kevin Legendre, and on the show today, concert highlights from the high-energy Afro-Latin big band New Regency Orchestra for anybody who needs an antidote for those January blues. But first, new music inspired by the blues that will surely lift your spirits. It's a song called Blues Variant by the bassist Michael Feinberg.